Listen, 3 years ago, this city was looking for some direction, where teachers were being beat down, students were not being properly serviced. It is my honor and privilege to bring the greatest teacher in the city of Chicago. She's just been given 3 more years to lead this union, to help lead this city. Show your love, nationally board certified teacher, Miss Karen G. Lewis.
Oh, you all are so beautiful. You look great. First of all, I want to thank all of the parents and seniors and students, all of our brothers and sisters in the labor movement who have been in the streets for 3 days in the communities where the real work happens. I want to thank you because I know how sore I am. I'd like to thank you for your continued support of the truth. I'd like to thank you for your continued support of educational justice and the real fight against the status quo. The status quo where certain children have small class sizes, they have curriculum that is stimulating, exciting, hands-on, and other children, our children, are forced into hours upon hours of mind-numbing test prep. And the use of the term probation ends today. It ends today. Probation is a word used for the criminal justice system, and when you use it for schools, you allow people to think it's okay to punish the children in them. It's time to change the language. School closings have been going on in this town for over 10 years. Clearly, the policy does not work. Instead of looking at it and revisiting it and paying attention to the data-driven masters decide to ratchet it up and decide they're going to close the schools on steroids. You haven't managed closing 7 or 8 schools well. Why do you think you can close 54? You can't even get people who work for you the correct paycheck. CPS will mess up a one-car funeral. But you're gonna close 54 schools. Brothers and sisters, this is not over. It is just beginning. This is a movement. This is a movement through the neighborhoods. This is a movement through the city. It is a movement through the nation. Kansas City, half their schools closed. Philadelphia, 23 schools closed. Minneapolis, Philadelphia, you name them. School closings not only do not work, they are harmful. They are child abuse. Why are we continuing to have our children suffer? There are children who will be moved for the 4th or 5th time. By their own research, CPS knows that when you shut down a school, children lose learning. But what do we hear? Hollow promises, continued lies, and the continued status quo of we're gonna do the best for the kids. When people who do not work with children, when people who do not send their children to public schools, when people who do not even live in the city of Chicago tell you they're doing something what's best for the children, and listen to the rhetoric. Listen to the rhetoric. We're not interested in the adults, as if our children do not have parents and communities and people who work with them. Our children are not divorced from the adults who work with them every single day. Make no mistake. So I will tell you again, this is a movement. And no matter what happens on Wednesday, it is not over. Those of you who think you cannot make a difference, I will tell you now, we will register 250,000 people who will not be voting for that man that's there on the fifth floor. If he likes Washington so much, let's help him go back. We want a real Chicagoan who believes in real people. Brothers and sisters, I want to thank you for all the work you do on a regular basis. And I also want to thank you for taking time from your day to be here for education justice. It's a movement, people. And I want to tell you one more thing. Never, ever let somebody else define you by a number, by a name, by a color, by a sign, by a school closing. We define ourselves. We are a success. We are the next generation. And if anybody has any doubt, I'm casting my vote in 2025, Ashawn Johnson, for mayor. Thank you.